This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. In the weeks leading up to the November election, we're talking with all of the statewide candidates on Vermont Public Radio. Today, my guest is Democratic Secretary of State Jim Condos, who is seeking his fifth term in office. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's start off with, why do you want to serve another term as Secretary of State? What are the critical issues that you feel you want to work on in the next 2 years? Is there some unfinished business?
Well, to be honest with you, there are always unfinished business to be completed. And some of it includes things like I would like to see the Ethics Commission strengthened. As I had said from the very beginning, it needs the authority, it needs the independence, and it needs the resources to do their job correctly. I don't believe that they were given that. I do think it's a good thing that the legislature put it in place, but I think it is time to step up and improve and increase the strengthening of that office, of that division. I also think that the legislature should once again consider an ombudsperson to receive and issue opinions on both open meeting law violations or public records access. If you look around us, most of the states around us already have an ombudsperson. The most famous one, of course, is Bob Freeman, Robert Freeman in New York State. He's been there since the 70s. He's considered the guru, if you want to call it, of ombudspersons. But essentially what it does right now is it would offer a intermediary appeal point for citizens of the state of Vermont when they're denied access to public records or if there's an open meeting violation or they believe an open meeting violation to get some kind of an opinion on it.
So what happens now if somebody wants to appeal a denial of those records? Do you have to go to court?
Exactly. So, and it's kind of intimidating for the average citizen for that to happen.
You're also the Secretary of State, is the Chief Elections Officer in Vermont. What steps have you taken to protect the integrity of the state's voting system from outside cyber attacks?
So we've done a lot. Vermont's actually considered a leader in cybersecurity. We actually started in 2013 looking at the different things that we need to do to protect our election systems and actually all of our systems, not just elections, but all of our systems. But in the last 2 years, our world was turned upside down by the reports of the attacks by Russia on our democracy. That was in August of 2016. We have been receiving since that fall weekly cyber hygiene scans from the Department of Homeland Security. We've been working with them closely ever since. It was a rocky start to begin with all the secretaries, both red states and blue, in working with the Department of Homeland Security because we weren't getting the information we needed, but we have put a communications protocol in place. I'm now on what's considered the governing coordinating council for the oversight of the critical infrastructure which elections has been designated. We have other resources we can get from them. We have, for instance, on Election Day, we have a dashboard from Department of Homeland Security that's up and running the whole day where we'll receive any updates, any concerns, anything that's happening elsewhere in the state, in the country. And these are all good things to help us. But here in Vermont, we've also, you know, we were ahead of the game. We were really considered a leader in the country on cybersecurity. I've testified before Congress, the Senate Intelligence Committee, and the Senate Rules Committee as a so-called chief elections expert. And it's because of the work that we've been doing all along. For instance, one of the best practices that I consider a best practice is paper ballots and post-election audits. Vermont has always had paper ballots. We memorialized it in statute in the early 2000s, post-Florida debacle. And since that time, actually in 2006, the legislature, of which I was part of at the time, passed enabling legislation for the Secretary of State to conduct post-election audits. In 2012, after I took office, we actually asked the legislature to make it mandatory, and we've been doing them ever since. We've never found a discrepancy, but we think it's very important that we have that, just so that we have that understanding. On top of that, we also have done things like with our new implementation of our election system, our management system that we have in 2015, we have rocketed to the number one position in the country as far as elections performance index. This is a study or a ranking that's done by MIT. It looks at all the election systems and across the country. In 2012, which was the first election that I oversaw, we were 38th in the nation. In 2014, we were up to 16th. And following the 2015 implementation, we rocketed to number one. And that's where we currently sit. So that speaks volumes as to what we have done about the integrity of our elections. We also have redundancies and resiliencies in place. And we have worked with the Center for Internet Security to install an Albert monitor, which monitors all internet traffic coming in to our system. We have web application firewalls in front of every portal coming in, and we consistently do penetration tests. In fact, the latest one, which was completed in April, identified Vermont as being a leader in the nation as far as also being a mature, well-defensed platform. And we take that to heart.
Let me ask you about early voting, which started last week. This allows a person to cast a ballot within 45 days of an election. You're a supporter of this system. You know, there's some people who don't like it. They think the state is making it too easy for people to vote. What do you say to those folks?
I say that that what we've done is remove obstructions to allow people to send out or to fill out their ballot, their constitutionally protected ballot. Keep in mind, we have a completely different society than we were 20 years ago, than we were 50 years ago, or even 100 years ago. People are very busy. Election Day is not a holiday. And if you require everybody to show up on Election Day, then we either make it a holiday or we have to provide other ways for people to be able to vote. When Congress passed a law in 2009, the UACAVA, which is for overseas and military vote, it required that the states send ballots 45 days out from the election to those overseas and military voters to make sure that they could respond in time. What Vermont did at the time, this was in 2009, was we already had 30 days of early voting, and they said, the legislature said that if it was good enough for overseas and military votes, then it's good enough for all Vermonters to be able to vote early. And they moved that date out to 45 days. I think we want to encourage people to vote, not suppress that vote.
Is that another reason why you support same-day voter registration?
Same-day voter registration is something – we had an arbitrary date. It was Wednesday before the election day that required registration to be completed. And now we've gone to a completely digital environment, and things are much easier and much quicker, and there's no need for us to withhold that. We're now one of 14 states that actually have same-day voter registration, and really – when you think about it, it's to provide that opportunity for a citizen to cast a ballot, and that's what we're trying to do.
Does it also create opportunities for voter fraud?
I don't believe so.
Because there are some people who are very concerned that different people will go around and register in 5 or 10 towns across the state.
So, Bob, let me put it this way. In the last presidential election, we had 68% of our registered voters that voted. 68%. We have a tough enough time getting people to vote once, never mind twice.
Last question. Vermont is one of two states that has a two-year term for all statewide office holders, Vermont and New Hampshire being the two states. Do you support a constitutional amendment that would increase the term to 4 years for all statewide office holders?
I do, but let me take it one step further. Actually, when I was a state senator from 2001 to 2008, I also at that time had proposed several constitutional amendments along these lines. I had proposed it for 4 years for everybody, 4 years for the statewides, and 4 years for the Senate, and 2 years for the House, because we heard that a lot of House members said that they didn't want to be tied to 4 years. So we proposed a different way of doing it. This is not unheard of. As you said, there's only two states that don't have two-year terms. I do think that there are people who believe the two-year term is a good thing because we're closer to the voters, and the voters can make their choices. But let's also be real that incumbents in Vermont are generally not thrown out.
Secretary of State Jim Condos, many thanks for being on the program today.
You're quite welcome. It's an enjoy. I always enjoy being with you.
And at a later date, we will hear from Republican candidate Brooke Page and Liberty Union candidate Mary Alice Herbert.